Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hi, it's Lainey.
Hi, it's Sasha.
And welcome to Sasha Answers.
Yes. This podcast is brought to you by Lainey, who is very high right now.
Not yet, but we are testing out, right? You're feeling
good. We're testing out a weed vape?
A weed vape. It's called, it's not like we're sponsored. I just want to make that clear. But I got this new vape pen from a company called Allaire, which is out of Vancouver. And it's fucking dope. And what you're smoking right now is their Pennywise. And for anybody who's like remembers their weed days and misses them, but doesn't want to be like a total freaky high, like, you know, psychoactive weirdo, this shit's so fucking good.
Okay. There are two things I want to say.
Yeah.
Pennywise to me is not like a name you give a chill strain.
No.
Like when we used to in Vancouver, there were like two strains that Jacek would bring home. Black Widow.
Yeah.
And
not comforting.
And then there was like a Helen Keller.
Helen Keller is
not what you want to be.
No, you want to be Helen Keller. You want to be chill and like happy, like, you know.
Wasn't Helen Keller blind?
Yeah, but her story was that she was so inspirational. She was like,
that's
happy.
Not why they named it Helen Keller. I'm pretty sure they would have named it that because you get so fucking high that you go blind.
Oh, I liked Helen Keller. It was the Black Widow that was
inspirational.
Fucked up.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Anyway, so you had a party this weekend. I haven't smoked in like a while.
Mm.
And you had a party this weekend.
Yes.
And your mission, like, I walked in and basically you shoved like a fucking joint in my face and you were like, we're doing this at 11. I don't know what your fucking deal with 11 o'clock was.
I just felt like it was a good round number so that you
yes.
weren't gonna like, just in case things went bad,
yes.
you wouldn't blame me.
But you've been talking about this CBD thing for a while.
Yeah.
People online, like there's a whole CBD movement right now online. Like I cannot escape websites.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you've been saying, oh, no, but this kind is more CBD than THC.
Yes.
Because I've been finding that, like, what happens is I have fun for 20 minutes, and I keep telling you, I get nauseous.
Yeah.
I'm like, I have to throw up. And yeah. you're like, no, this is not going to be, this is not going to be that.
No.
So, and I think Maria in Smutty Social Media referenced CBD a couple weeks
ago.
What'd because, like, celebrities,
oh, yeah.
there was a certain celebrity who's like, no, my CBD, like, chewy gum or whatever.
Oh, it's probably the Lord Jones brand from California. It's, like, beautiful, gummies that look.
Sure, that. So
curated,
everybody so. Is
yes.
talking about CBD, and she, like, linked to it in Smutty Social Media. Anyway, and you've been talking about it, so
yes.
I was like, okay, if it's Sasha's, because I know you're, like, chill and zen and essential
and
oils
and
whatever.
And you know
and
I don't like to freak out either.
Yeah. So,
yes.
And it was so fun.
Lainey was
you were right.
epic upon epic. I wish I could have just taped it all because she was, oh, so fun. So fun.
But I will say, like, I really loved, they should hire you, the CBD people, because I loved your description of it because I said, how am I going to feel? Because I do not want to have fun for 20 minutes and then puke. And you were like, no, it's a grin.
Yeah, you just smile. And it was
that
true,
was,
right? And
that
you were like,
is the best way.
And being you were like, what is a grin? What does that mean? And I was like, I don't know how else to explain it to you other than just fucking smoke this, you crazy bitch. Anyway, you did. So the stuff that you had, speaking of crazy names, is called CBD Death Bubba. So it's like,
okay,
sounds scary, but it has, again, more CBD than THC. So it's like you're not tripping out. Anyway, I feel like I should work for a weed brand now, but I'm saying yes. It's fucking dope. I hope you enjoy, and we will see how this podcast rolls out and if you can maintain some composure.
All right. Okay.
Okay. So focus. You're reading. You can do this. I believe in you.
Okay. I'm feeling so good. What was the last thing you said, though, as a segue? Do we have a good segue? No.
Yeah, okay.
Like, did you say, okay, let's get to some letters? Did you say that?
I didn't. Do you want to talk about Ariana Grande?
Do you?
No. Let's just get right into it. Okay, so I'll say.
You don't want to talk about. You don't want to talk about Ariana Grande?
Do you want to? Can you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's talk about fucking Ariana Grande.
I was going to write about it, but I mean, like, we should talk
about
it.
You didn't write
about
it. No. I didn't know that she was on the cover of
Vogue UK, Vogue, British Vogue, right?
British Vogue. And she looks, I was like, it came up in my feed.
Yeah.
And I was like, that girl is so gorgeous. Who the fuck is she? And I was like, what
she
the
looks
fuck?
So good.
She looks beautiful.
But I've never looked at her with the same reaction that I had today. So, because when we see her normally in the ponytails and whatnot, do you ever react like that seeing her?
No. Well, I mean, I've always known that she, like, I mean, she is a pretty girl. But this time when I saw this Vogue cover, I was like, oh my God, she's striking. She looks like Leighton Meester a bit. Like, I didn't know her face looked so much like Leighton Meester. And what the fuck has taken this long?
Well, it's so weird to me because you know how when people say, oh, when I finally got a good look at her face, you can always see her face. Like, it's not obscured by hair.
Totally.
She's always, like, her hair is always pulled up.
Yeah.
But it's amazing how, I don't know, having her hair down around her face softens it or
frames it perfectly.
It makes her look older.
And maybe that's what it is. Yeah, that's actually a really good point. Because there's always something, I can't put my finger on it. Because I'm always like, whatever, her hair's in a ponytail. It shouldn't, like, anger me that much. And, like, she does have a pretty face. But the two of those things mashed together just don't suit her. Just so, yeah, it was actually shocking to see her hair and her not have, like, a shit ton of makeup on and sparkles on her face and all that kind of bullshit. Anyway, I think she looks awesome. And I hope that she keeps this styling.
I don't hate her anymore either. Like, I remember how
you really disliked her.
We all did. I feel like, don't even.
No, I'm not going to participate in
you're
that.
Gonna, you're going to take away my buzz now then.
I'm not going to participate.
You're going
to
make me mad.
Because she didn't even hit my radar to care or not care. I've started to care about her lately because I do like that she uses her voice, whether or not it's like exactly what I would say or exactly how I would say it. I like that she is trying to rally up her fans to do and be better people.
I have nothing but good things to say about, unfortunately, a terrible, terrible situation and how she handled it.
Fantastic.
All about that. And since then, I'm like, okay, I can't, you know. But the styling is still
whack as fuck.
But
now
on this, like, is this a new thing?
I feel like maybe this could be the new coming of Ariana Grande. What do you think about her dating Pete Davidson?
Okay, I wanted to talk to you about this because, like, he's tattooed himself already.
I know. That makes
It's been two
weeks. Minutes. Yeah. Not a good call. That to me signified over. It's not going to last long. When you're that obsessed with each other after 2.5 seconds and you're willing to get a tattoo.
And it's not just him. I mean, he did the permanent tattoo, but she's fucking Instagramming shit like, I willed you into my life. Mm. Like, wow. You're basically, when you say that about somebody, you're basically saying you're the one, isn't it?
Yes.
I willed you into my life.
I'm figuring that's how she's operating right now with him.
They're 24 years old. Yeah. Like,
is he that young?
Mm-hmm. He might even be like a couple months younger than her.
Right, because I always forget that she is close to 30, right? She's 27 or something.
She turns 25.
Oh, 25.
In a matter of weeks. She's older than Justin Bieber.
Yeah, which
and
is always
Harry
shocking.
Styles.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
anyway, she looks gorgeous.
She looks really, really good. What else did I want to say to you?
I'm not sure. I wish that we had a video on this right now. Yasik is not impressed. Oh, he's fine with it.
Why is it stunning? I don't think
he's not used to this. Right?
I don't think he's used to seeing me smile.
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
Okay,
he's shocked.
Hi, Sash and Lainey. I was hoping to get your feedback on something that's happening right now with my friends and my wedding. Some background. When I lived in Germany 3 years ago, I had a very close group of friends. We all worked together, and the combination of being foreigners, none of us were living in the city of our origin, and most not even in the country of origin, and a sometimes hostile work environment meant we were tight-knit. Three of us eventually moved away. I moved to the UK. One moved to another city in Germany and another to Asia, but we all kept in touch. in group chats and Skypes and visits. Since then, we've had a wedding and three babies. Because my move wasn't that far away and because so many friends remain there, I have regularly returned to Germany for important and random occasions. I've always happily done this because they're my friends and important to me and because it made me happy. Last year, I got engaged and I shared the news. Because I'm from the West Indies and my fiancé is from Australia, but we live in the UK, there's a decent amount of discussion about where to have the wedding. In the end, we're doing it back home for me, but for ease, we'll be having a registry like a city hall wedding in London. I knew traveling to the West Indies, especially as young couples with babies, would be hard for many people here and in Germany. So I saw the registry wedding as a way to bridge the gap. My fiance and I were excited to announce this to our friends in Germany when we went to see them last November. Everyone seemed excited. We chose the date carefully to coincide with the end of our school years because we're all teachers, but not in the middle of the summer so people could still travel. So I sent the save the dates out pretty early on to people who were the most important to us. That was in February. And at the time, one friend in Germany who's P messaged me right away thanking me, but explaining that it happened to be a time when her family would be visiting from Latin America, so I was disappointed. Then another friend, Jay, had been discussing the wedding with me and said that they were going to make arrangements to come. Nothing concrete, but mentions of leaving their baby with his parents for a nice weekend away. So when a couple of weeks ago I got a message from her saying they wouldn't be making it, I was really surprised and disappointed. She said they decided to go back to Canada for the summer to make most of the end of her maternity leave and his paternity leave, and they'd be heading out before the wedding. It was just bad timing, and besides, wasn't I coming to Germany to celebrate with them before the wedding? I've yet to hear from some of them, and it's a month to go. Out of the six of us, one friend is coming. I'm really happy she's coming, but so disappointed that the others aren't. The other two have mentioned me coming to Germany just before the wedding for a hen night with them. Our friend M is coming up to Europe from Asia on her way. Okay, there are a lot of details here, and I feel like brides get really, really detailed. So anyway, some are coming, some are not. Yes. And then on top of all of this, my fiance and I are trying to pay for two weddings, move flats, and have the usual bills. So a weekend in Germany flights and hotel would be an additional expense.
Which she's talking about this hen night about going.
Yeah. So here are my questions. I love my friends, but I'm feeling a bit disgruntled at the moment. Is this justified or am I being a sensitive bitch? Two, this disgruntlement means I'm having trouble not being a salty bitch. How do I not let this affect our friendship? Three, is it okay to turn down the hen night weekend? Thanks, Lex. Okay, Lex. Well,
I mean, I would be reading this, and yes, she's giving us details. Yes, she's probably ultra sensitive right now because the fucking wedding is a month away and only one person has said they're coming out of her six friends. That would really hurt my feelings. Especially, it sounds like Lex has also put in a lot of effort to go and travel and back and forth to see her friends. So as much as I want to be like, oh, don't worry about it, you'll be fine, I kind of understand where the hurt feelings come from, whether or not she's being sensitive or not. Like, it still sucks. The common denominator here is she only has one out of her six friends.
Yeah.
So I would be disappointed.
You're totally justified in being disappointed. Your question is this justified or am I being a sensitive bitch? I think you're both.
Yeah.
You're justified and you're being a sensitive bitch.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
But neither of those null the other feeling.
The tricky part here is that I don't think her friends, Lex, I don't think your friends are being assholes. And I don't think that they're deliberately like being, fuck Lex, we don't want to go to her wedding. It's just that, and this is a reality, I think you're in kind of a life stage where you're saying that like you're just getting married now and people are having kids now. Take this from someone who's like 15 years ahead of you. The babies thing and people who are already married, it changes life.
Yeah.
Like, especially with the one who was going back to Canada, like they want to spend the whole summer there. Finances are an issue.
Right.
Time is an issue. I don't know how many of the other ones don't have kids. And sure, that isn't an excuse, but I'm very, very precious with my time. Mm. And to travel for a weekend, let's say when I already have like several jobs and other people coming in and out of town, that's tough, like to take a weekend away.
Yeah. And I agree with you in the fact that, like her friends aren't doing this to be spiteful. But what is, which sucks, but like the reality of it is she's been trumped by their other lives, right? The lives of like their children, their lives of like going to see their grandparents. And yeah. So it is kind of what it is. Like they're not doing it to fuck you up.
No.
But it does, it still doesn't take away from the fact that
yeah.
it sucks. It feels bad not to look out on like this really special day and see like your six seemingly ride or die friends.
Yeah, I agree. Like that's what sucks is this situation is like sometimes you just want an easy person to blame
yeah.
or one thing to blame. And that may be the source of your saltiness because you know deep down inside that your feelings are valid and yet like your friends are nice and you love them and mm-hmm. they're not being deliberately hurtful to you.
Yeah.
Like nobody's sitting around being like, I'm not going to go to Lex's wedding and yeah. it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, agreed. Do we think that she should go ahead with this hen night? So they're trying to have a hen night with her before she gets married in Germany, but she's got like some shit to do. And, you know, she probably feels like, what? Now I have to go fucking see you guys. I have to make the effort for my own hen night. So what do you say?
I say if she can't go for finances and for saving up and it's already so busy and the wedding is like a month away, no, you don't have to go. Mm-hmm. Like 100%. You are the person like of honor, like the one who's being honored at the hen night. So if you don't want to go, if you don't have time, it's okay. It's okay for you not to go.
I agree. But yeah. I also think that had all of them been going to the wedding, she would have gone to this hen night because it would have been really fun for her. So for me, it's like, yes, if finances are really that tight, yeah, of course you don't have to go. But I have a feeling that the reason why she wants to pull out of the hen night is because she's fucking hurt. And she's like, these bitches don't have my back. Why am I going to like make the effort for right. my own night? And so to that, if that is the case, if Lex can like really get real and admit that that's the reason why she wants to pull out of it,
right.
then don't do that. Go right. and have fun because those will still be amazing memories and you'll probably miss those girls for not being your wedding. So at least capture those moments
right.
with them whenever you can.
Yeah. So that's your choice. If you are indeed feeling like so shitty that you're spitefully not going, then you should go. But listen, if you really can't put the expense in and you're so busy and you really just can't go, then don't go. Yeah. You're okay. You're okay not to go.
Yeah.
And be honest about it. Just be like, listen, the finances are coming up and blah, 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 blah. And then they might have to like
figure out another plan.
Yeah.
Yeah. But don't hold a grudge. Try not to hold a grudge.
I just spun.
Thank you for holding it together for just that. We have two more to go. Do you feel fine? You don't feel nauseous, though.
I don't feel nauseous. I'm so hungry, though.
Okay.
Like, I was already going to be hungry, but I'm so hungry.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Okay.
Dear Sash and Lainey.
Oh yeah, my God. Do you hate this?
Don't be a buzzkill during her buzz, man.
Oh, fuck. Am I going to hear it from you after?
No. He's good.
Dear Sash and Lainey, my boyfriend of 4 years and I recently broke up. When we broke up, he said that he didn't know if he still loves me anymore or wants to be with me long term. So I ended the relationship. I'm devastated. I love him so much and feel hurt that he doesn't love me consistently. He cheated on me early on and it really broke me. He blamed his behavior on insecurity and being depressed, which I believe, but it changed me, made me trust less and hurt more. As a result, I went through a good year or so of jumping between extreme anger and coldness towards him. It had a big effect on him as he hates conflict. He was patient, but says part of the reason he stopped wanting to be together is he feels like he doesn't trust me not to revert to arguing with him about the cheating. It's like he can't handle his guilt. I've worked so hard to keep this relationship going because I love and respect him. It's been 5 months now since the breakup and I moved cities for work. I took a month of not speaking to him to clear my head and have realized that I still want to be with him. When I told him this, he just said his life has crumbled since I left, but that he doesn't know if he wants to be with me. Now we've agreed to spend a month deciding individually if we want to be together, but I'm scared he just doesn't want to try to work on it.
I'm completely devastated. I'm about to turn 30, and this is the first relationship I've ever been in. I have never had an easy time finding people who want to date me. I know this is a lot to ask, but what do I do? I do love him. I believe that we can make things work, but I don't know how to convince him. Any advice would be so appreciated. Sorry for all the detail. Love, S. All right, S, all she's asking in this letter is how she can convince him to make it work with her. That's what she wants from us.
I know. And what is the glaring word that we all hate right now, which is fucking convince. You should never have to convince somebody to be with you. You know, like that is, you know, and that's heavy. I think we've all been there though, you know, where you're just desperately trying to make something work because you're so wildly, you know, we're all insecure at that age, but you know, this is your first relationship. He's treated you really bad. So already your self-esteem is probably way lower than it was before you met him. And the fact that you're trying to paw at this relationship, get it back and reconstruct it, it just worries me beyond worries me beyond worries me. And I know this isn't what you want to hear because clearly you've demonstrated that you want us to give you advice on how to convince him. But dear Lord, I hope you try to convince yourself out of this relationship because that is actually what you need to be doing.
I can't actually in good faith and conscience give you advice on how to get this person back.
No.
And I know that sucks for you in like your motivation for writing in. So please hit stop if you can no longer listen to this. Mm-hmm. But my worry is the same as yours, and I have an extra worry, is that let's say that – well, let me backtrack. She spent half the email taking ownership of why he didn't want to be with her.
Yeah.
Like good he point. Cheated on her, and she was pissed off. This is her talking, right? Yes. I cheated on him – or no, like he cheated on me, and I was pissed off, and you know – he has depression.
It was really hard on him.
It was really hard on him, and I was really mean to him, and I was hard to be with, so he doesn't want to be with me anymore. Like, when you, if you are able to convince him and you guys get back together, my concern is that you're just going to, like, own everything.
Yeah.
And it all falls to you, and then you become the second-class citizen in this relationship, and that is really uncomfortable for us to hear, S. I know it's hard. Like we've all been through breakups and it's shitty when someone says I've been there when you're still in there. And like, I know right now it doesn't help. But I'm just saying that hurt feels like it's permanent. It's not going to be permanent.
No,
it's not.
And especially when you're in such like a horrible cloud of just like, you know, this thing that's sitting on you so heavily. When you're actually out of it, you realize, oh, fuck, what was I doing? Like, oh, I was carrying so much weight from this really stupid relationship that was actually not doing anything for me. Like, that's what it is. Like, we've all been there. And I can tell you that when you're out of something like that, you'll look back and be like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, I'm so happy that I'm not in that anymore. And you're just so deep in it right now that I don't think you see it just right now. And I mean, honestly, too, nobody, if you want to be with somebody, you just make it work fairly quickly. They're now on what, like another month, like, you know, postmortem of whether or not they should be together. No, dude is like, you know, keeping you at arm's length because he doesn't want to maybe hurt you and tell you no. Or he's like maybe using you for when he just needs like emotional support. Let him fucking go.
But also, it's more importantly, let yourself go.
Of course,
You know, I think that what you need to work on, even before you can work on a relationship, is working on getting rid of taking the blame for, like, what went wrong and what was going on. Because if you don't do that, then how are you ever going to be happy? Getting back together, as Sash said, that's a really great point. Like, you don't take a break and then need a month to assess. Like, this is not the negotiation of, like, a free trade agreement. You know, like,
you
don't need to, like, go back and forth and look at charts and graphs. If he wanted you, he'd be there.
And I think it's an interesting point what you said
I think it would be interesting for her to look back outside of this relationship too and see why maybe she's had a pattern of like taking on people's bullshit and then all of a sudden misconstruing as it's her weakness, it's her fault.
Yeah.
Like maybe just look at this, take some time, and then also kind of peel back the other relationships that you've had, not with other guys, but like maybe with your parents or your siblings or friends. Like, do you always take on other people's garbage and then it ends up making you feel horrible? Like, maybe start to fucking, digest these feelings, because I think there's more to it than you just wanting to be with him. He's not the one.
When you say, I've never had an easy time finding people who want to date me, it says to me that you'd rather stay with this person because you're scared of what the unknown is. Yes. You sound like a wonderful person. 30 is not old.
No,
there's so much time for life and so much fun. If you don't go inward and figure out what will make you stop just taking on blame and being responsible for things that you're not responsible for, then of course it's going to be hard to find somebody who wants to date you.
Yeah,
you probably don't even want to date you. It doesn't sound like you want to date you. Like, read back your email.
Yeah, true.
I encourage you to read back your email, if you're still listening, by the way, and understand that this is somebody who you don't have enough self-love. And that is so corny.
But it's
but
true.
In this
it's
case,
necessary.
You need more self-love. So don't ask for his love. As cheesy as it sounds,
ask
yourself for love.
Yes. I agree. No, I do.
Brought to you by CBD.
Brought to you by peace, love, and CBD. But yeah, agreed. I hope she's still listening, and I really hope she takes this advice.
Okay, ready for the
last
next
question.
Dear Sasha and Lainey, I'm struggling with whether or not I am a prude.
Oh, hello. Oh. This would be my department.
Wow. Okay, this is great because you're the prude, Sash, in this relationship.
Yes,
and
of
I'm the nasty fucking,
yin and yang,
the fucking
right now.
Sewer rat. I've been dating this guy, let's call him Alex, for about 6 months. We met on Tinder and hit it off a few dates in, and the chemistry was on.
Yeah. Okay, relax your fucking horny self right now. Let's get through the paragraphs.
I want descriptions. Fuck. Nobody.
No.
A few dates in and the chemistry was on. We have had a great time together and I'm even set to meet his parents at the end of the month. Okay. He is definitely more adventurous than me in bed, and lately while we've been out, he's been hinting at threesomes. We were out the other weekend at a bar and he asked me if I thought our waitress was cute. I quickly said no because I'm not ready for this next step in our relationship. I'm not saying I would never do it, but we are still so new and I'm not tired of just being with him. But the struggle is I don't want to lose him over this. He hasn't said he will leave me, but now I'm paranoid that I'm not satisfying his needs. Any advice would really help me out, V. All right, V.
Okay.
Well, Alex is – oh, so this is a prude question. I don't think this is a prude question. Sorry.
I don't think this falls in the category of prude.
Like, way to sell us something and not come through,
well,
V. Like,
at least she's not a prude. Like me.
This is not applicable.
No.
N/A.
Hear you.
Okay.
Loud and clear.
Because it is about what you're ready for.
And what you're comfortable with.
Yeah.
I feel like I feel like we've gotten emails like this before where the other partner feels pressured to fucking like do a song and dance in order to make like their partner stay with them. And I just kind of think that's bullshit. The fact that you're only 6 months in and you're already being like, oh my God, is he going to leave me because I don't want to fuck another girl? I feel like that's not I don't think that's something you should be facing right now, let alone any pressure you should have no matter how long the relationship is.
You know
what I mean?
I think that what you're saying, like I'm going to say back to you what you said to us one more time, right? I don't want to lose him over this.
Yeah.
Ugh. If you don't want to lose someone over you not being ready for a threesome, the problem is not you.
Yeah.
The problem is the situation. Now, you're saying he's cool right now with it, but that's my concern too. He's like, What did he say? He hasn't said he will leave. Okay, like, I mean, if he's the kind of dude who's gonna be like, hey, if you're not into this, I'm tapping out.
And if that's the vibe, like, she's getting, right?
Yeah.
That is the biggest red flag, right? And I feel like she needs to separate whether or not he's just trying to be like, hey, oh, do you like this girl? Or is he like, do you feel that he is kind of like, oh, like, when are you going to be ready? Like, if he's starting to like do that, or if you're starting to feel that, then to me, that's a no-go. That's like a deal breaker for sure. Because that trickles into so many other facets of the relationship. That's like a characteristic flaw of him. He's like a fucking pusher. He's like a, you know, or like,
he's just, like
me, a drug pusher. No. But, you know, those are signs of like, stay away. Stay away from a person who like is trying to mold you in a different way or pressure you to do something that you're just not fucking ready to do.
You know why?
It just makes me mad.
You know, you know.
And, you know, the 40 minutes has taken a turn to go back up. Okay.
You know, I really still want to make you see it from a different perspective and sort of step outside of yourself. And the way that I'm going to try and describe this is, let's say we're dealing with a teenage girl. And she's 15. And she really likes this boy. And they haven't had sex yet. And she says to you, I'm not ready to have sex yet, but I'm worried that he's going to break up with me if I don't have sex with him. That is the horrific situation that we've, like, you know, we have been talking about since the beginning of time, right? No girl wants to find herself in that situation. No boy wants to find himself in that situation. Yeah. That's kind of what you're doing right now.
Yeah, 100. That's such a good perspective to spin on.
So yeah, think of that 15-year-old girl and what you would tell her, and what what we all think of how horrible that situation is. That's what is coming out of your mouth right now.
100%. And we're all kind of that 15-year-old person where when something like this happens, you're like kind of unsure and you feel that pressure. When you start to feel that pressure is real. It's the same fucking pressure as you just said when you were 15 and weren't sure if you wanted to fucking do the deed or not. It's the same shit that lives in you for decades upon decades. Like, when you feel uncomfortable about something, don't fucking reverse your thinking and be like, you know what? That might be a good idea. No.
Yeah.
Don't fucking do that.
So you are not a prude for not wanting to explore a threesome yet. Hey, I leave it open to you. If you're down with that, have fun, but only when you're ready.
Only when you're ready.
That said, do not let your paranoia about him wanting to like peace out govern this decision. Mm-hmm. And if Sasha's getting those vibes that maybe he's vibing you that way, that's shitty too. And it's been early. It's been fun. It's been a short time. You peace out.
Yeah. And then I think
if that's the case, maybe he's not pressuring you and you're just like winding yourself up.
Yeah. I think the glaring piece that's missing here is fucking communication. You guys are not communicating about a really important decision that would affect your relationship. And so if you can't have, like, I think that's the, like, before you're like, I'm calling it quits, or like, fuck you, you're pressuring me. I think that the thing that needs to be done here is to, like, to communicate about it. Like, don't all of a sudden, yeah, as you said, like, oh God, he's like, he's putting on the pressure. Maybe he's not. Maybe he is just trying to, like, put it out there and your paranoia is getting the best of you. Who knows? But what needs to happen is to talk about it.
Yeah.
Talk about the fact that, you know what, like, thank you for, like, you know, helping me look at other girls while we're at a restaurant, but I'm not actually ready for that right now. Like, let's, like, chill on the mic and, like, let's pick it up again when, you know, we're in this relationship a little bit longer. I don't know. Just talk. Talk about it with him. If he's your boyfriend, you should at least have that discussion before you're making any sort of moves by inviting somebody into your bed.
Yeah. And it's not you. Don't hang on to that shit. Don't change for it.
Yeah, you're entitled to have whatever you want in your relationship as well. And pressure is not one of them.
Unlike how Sasha pressured me.
I know, but
into CBD.
I feel like this was the right choice. I feel like I've now succeeded in life, that I've made you do something that you didn't want to do and you like it.
Well, no, this podcast is called Sasha Answers. So for anybody out there who's curious about CBD, we have given you some anecdotal experience. We're not recommending anything.
No.
But in our experience, it's been fun. Jacek just tried it like 10 minutes ago
after. And he's
looking pretty good.
And he's, thumbs up.
He's looking
thumbs
pretty up. Good.
So we will be back in a week.
Yep. Keep your questions coming to me at sasha@laneygossip.com.
Check us out on iTunes and Spotify and Google Play. Leave your comments. Bye.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.